You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hey, congratulations on completing the first week of Advent. And our passage is from Isaiah 13, 19 to 26. And our counterpart is from Matthew chapter 9, 35 to chapter 10, verse 8. People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teacher will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Then you will desecrate your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, "Away with you." He will also send you rain for the seed you sow in the ground. And the food that comes from the land will be rich and plentiful. In that day, your cattle will graze in broad meadows. The oxen and donkeys that work the soil will eat fodder and mash, spread out with fork and shovel. In that day of great slaughter, when the towers fall, streams of water will flow on every high mountain and every lofty hill. The moon will shine like the sun, and the sunlight will be seven times brighter, like the light of seven full days, when the Lord binds up the bruises of his people and heals the wound he inflicted. If we are supposed to have a favorite passage, this should be it for me. This part, Isaiah 20 to 22, is very pivotal in my decision to live single for the Lord and join the Servants of the Word the second time around. Well, that's a story for another time. But it has something to do with me being stubborn, just like the people of Israel. In a few verses before this section, God had to reprimand them. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, "No, we will flee upon horses." Again, despite the hard-headedness, God still assures them, "I will wait to be gracious to you." And then there's a promise that makes me wonder if Isaiah is relating this to the experience of the people of Israel during their time in Egypt and in the wilderness. Here are some connections I'm seeing in this passage, and reading some other commentaries, I think we're up to something here. 1. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer. Didn't God tell Moses, "I have heard the cry of my people, and I will answer them"? Well, another one, the bread of adversity, or in other translations, the bread of affliction. It reminds me of the bread commanded to Israel to prepare for Passover, to make them remember what the Lord has done for them. This line, "This is the way, walk in it," reminds me of the time when God was going to provide manna, and this is what he said. "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not." And lastly, the connection of the idols and golden images to the golden calf is very stark to me. Amazing, right? I wanted us to pay attention to these because it's as if God is reminding Israel that he made a covenant with them. And even though they have been through a lot, God will still deliver them. He himself will help the people to also be faithful to their covenant. If you take it further, all these connections point to Jesus. Who is this bread of life? Who is the teacher and also the way? Who is the image of the invisible God? The stone that was rejected now becomes a cornerstone. Jesus has come and presented the people of God the good life. And Jesus will also come again and will bring all his promises to completion. Ah, come Lord Jesus.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.